You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Sucker. Talking about all things. I said, hold it. You need to be talking to me. Call me. You on the same page. He don't want nothing to do with me. He want to get Ashley. I said, her daddy is a typical fool. He will come and find you. I'm trying to tell her what he can do for her. First thing old men said, I got money. Some of them ain't got nothing. Right. Old lying hunter. Come on, let me take you for out to dinner. I can take myself. Gonna buy you a bracelet. It ain't real. It gonna turn later anyway. Just faking you up to mess you up. Let me leave that alone. When we began to cast all our cares, we read that scripture. Cast all your cares upon him. We don't do that. If we've been hearing that and we've been trained like that, we say we're doing that, but we go back and take them ourselves. Anybody believe that? Because you go back to worrying. You go back looking at the situation. You begin to go back and try to fix the situation. Can I help you? What I said about my son's birthday. I know he didn't want to be bothered with me. Like I cared. I want to give him something. Because I prayed over the steak. I could have ate it myself. Because I like steaks. But I wanted him to have a taste of this Jesus that I taste. Can I get somebody? And I didn't worry about where he went and what he did. I presented the food to him. You present this Jesus that what you know, that you know. And leave it whether they don't want it. I'm talking about this boy I carried 9 months and some days. He said, cast all your cares upon me. If you think they're holding you like that, you need to hurry up and get to Jesus. My, I ain't hearing you. I don't have a lot of girlfriends allow me, but it wasn't that kind of party. I went on and took it. Because I know that I don't know. I didn't want nobody's daughter to go through hell or high water. So you charge me wrong, but God gonna get you. Are you hearing me? Because I began to say, I can't fix it. And some people are stirred up saying, you ain't letting God fix it. I'm talking about pastor today. Every time I went to God for a situation, that somebody come and tell me I ain't gave it to him. I had to go back to him again. Here I am again because they say, I ain't letting you have it. I said, but what you say make me better. Humble me even the more if I got to take some more. Somebody jump, fix me where I can take it. Because I got to let you have it. If you don't fix it, I'm sure you're going to fix me. Because I'm the one going through. I'm the one got to please you. My God, pleasing God don't mean you get up when you want to. Pleasing God don't mean you do it like you feel it should be done. You ain't exempt for taking something. Title don't keep you safe. Gift don't keep you safe. Sometimes it'll shift you from being safe. I bless the Lord. I got another situation. Humble me at your feet. I know you can fix this heart at going back to the square one what you fixed before. I got a situation just won't go away. But I got to stay with you in case it don't go away. I don't want to miss you for me and my surrounding. Hallelujah. We talking about this love. It takes something to get it. Don't fake it because if people see you're a faker. Let somebody piss you off and the love gone wet, then it don't go like that. I'm talking real today. Because some people, you wouldn't give a hot butter sandwich But if you get love, you'll find some meat and put on it. And say, I give it to you sincerely from my heart. I know you've been a traveling mess, but I was one too looking at you in your mess. Can I get a witness? He didn't say cast some of your care. Oh, why do we keep some and try to fix them ourselves? We keep telling God how to fix the situation instead of letting God have the situation. It's a difference. You keep telling God what to do. You don't nobody tell him what to do. He'll do what needs to be done when you line up with him. Because you casting everything. He don't get tired of you telling him. But folks get tired of you worrying them. Let's get together as family. Me, what that man came from somewhere, he prophesied to us. It's been 3 years and we put it in yellow writing and ain't nothing happened. Why ain't nothing happening? Because you ain't made up your mind to humble yourself and let God have it all. Let me get a few more scriptures, because when people get bored and then they go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So I began to say, we don't want to use this word sovereign because we don't want to be self-disciplined. We want everybody else to be disciplined but us. We want to tell the Lord, they done pissed me off and made me mad. Get them. But I want him to discipline me. I ain't hear nobody. A person called me and I knew they were hurt because I know that cry, that hurt cry. I said to them, shut your mouth, shut it up. I don't want to hear no more. That looked like it was cruel. But you done been through drug time long enough. Shut it up and let God show you he can straighten it up. And I wasn't being nasty, but I was sick and tired of you keep on letting the devil beat you to a pulse. I ain't did nothing, Lord. Look and pull me. You serve a mighty God. You shouldn't be poor, ugly you. I'm going to let you have it. And whatever you do in it, you going to show me that you still love me in spite of my mess up. I ain't hear nobody. Reason I pray in the morning, you don't know what you dreamed about, and it might fall into reality. I'm on an island with a fine man or woman, and we cruising. You a liar. You just dreamed that. So you got to repent. Be God sorry. Sorry means I need to be disciplined while I can begin to think spiritual. Because sometimes when I said that to this lady, I didn't want her to think I was being mean, but I had sympathetic because I heard that cry, and I can recognize I've cried that cry many times. Let me tell you one thing, that God will come to see you when you've been hurt so bad. I ain't worrying about all the other people you done hurt, but I got hurt so bad myself because I tried to do good. And bad come and drug me. And I heard that cry. And I spoke to her spirit. Shut it up right now. Because I ain't willing to go back and get on this sympathy pity list. And I'm trying to help you to get off it. You can't help nobody till you done got help yourself. You can recognize what God has done and brought you from when you get real. I've cried many tears. Put on them bougie clothes. When the enemy done smothered your tail, you will fall out and stop being bougie. I bless him today. He want to discipline us in the spirit realm where the enemy won't win and you shift from your place. It's a bad thing when we got to keep starting over. If you plant a garden out there and you too lazy to water and cultivate it like it did, the garden going to die. And you might miss the season because if it's potato season and you let it just dry away, well, then you got to wait till the next year on potato season. Why won't we get up and do something so we can hold fast till I'm looking for the benefit of my labor? It's a bad thing to labor vain. And the enemy will jack you up like that. I know it's my Sunday. Oh, and I've been practicing all the week. The devil practiced too. Because that's his job. Can I get anybody? And we can get foolish. This in the word. For our ability. Because the enemy loves to make a fool out of us. I ain't hear nobody. This word is a real thing. It'll strip your butt bare butt naked. I've been out here a day or two. But let me tell you one thing. The devil will follow you home. Follow to your next designated point. And he messes up with up in here. And if he can convince you up in here, he don't want again. I ain't hear nobody. So I'm grateful to God. All he has brought me through. That I know what you do for Christ's sake, not mine, because this body get tired. I get tired of pissing people off. But the only thing I want people to do is grab a hold of this Jesus. And if you can grab over that, forget me and my little nappy head cell. Forget I ain't smart as you. That'll be fine. But I want to tap into this Jesus for my own self so he can rescue me from myself. And develop me for his glory. Hallelujah. It's a different thing when you're walking up in yourself. Self don't always measure how much you can go and go in yourself. And self loves to pat his hand. Say, look what you done. Self ain't did nothing but make a fool out of itself. I don't care how smart you think you are. And how sure what you're walking in. It's got to be just Jesus. And when it comes to be just Jesus, you're going to eat it all day. You're going to eat it at night. You're going to eat it, and eat it. Don't care what's falling down around you. My. Somebody don't got it mixed up there. When you say yes to him, the devil don't come and say, I say, you don't mean it. Because something's going to piss you off when you think you done got straight. Amen. There you go again, been shifted again. On this walk, it say take something. Amen. So he can give you something. Amen. I bless his name. Did anybody see Minister Richard when he came here? I said, if I didn't get motivated, and he's not here, I'm going to say what it did for me. I've been teaching that be true with yourself. Amen. And this young man came up in here and said, let me say what I did. Everybody know Apostle Grant will piss off a flea. You got that on the radio, on the tape. Apostle Grant will piss off a flea. But he said, Apostle Grant called me. I said, what? He said, Apostle Grant called me. Said, Little Richard? I said, Apostle, don't call him Little Richard. Call him Richard Junior. He didn't tell me what Apostle said because that was between them. But ever since that conversation, they act like two peas in a pot. He was running. Don't I hear his mama back there? He, when he was in the airport, finna get on the plane to go, guess who he talking to? Fat Daddy. Are you hearing me? He said, Apostle, keep me in prayer. That's what I'm talking about when the enemy shifts you for the good things that God has placed for you. It blessed me as the pastor of this house. It blessed me. Because I don't want to piss nobody off where they'll miss Jesus. And you can do it when you get your common self involved in it. And you can't take nothing. You can't humble yourself. You can't get past you all of this and we ain't none of that. I bless the Lord. Ministry don't mean that you got to be jacked up in this pulpit. He just got some he entrusts to come to the pulpit. And I ain't come up here on my own because I know it ain't nowhere to play. But I'm afraid not to come when he said come. That's what I'm talking about. We want ministry. Start with self. If you start with yourself, then you can minister to somebody else from your experience for yourself. Ha. And you won't be wavering in line and trying to find the scripture that they know and they think they know it more than you. I can find it in my heart. That he brought me out from under the bridge. And I don't care what you think about me. You might need to consider coming out from under there yourself. That's what I'm talking about. Two more and I'm going to go. Vigilant, alert, spiritual. When pitfalls of life come, and they will come. There are pitfalls in ministry. And I ain't talking about the pulpit. In the ministry that he placed in you and I. That's the enemy job to say, oh, I won again. Pitfall. Pitfalls will make you stumble and quit. Because some things you know ain't of God, you do. You don't tell nobody you did or think. But he sees all what you do and think. So that's going to be pitfall, but you're supposed to get up. Because I stumbled, I got up. I ain't promoting sinning up in here, but don't try to cover it up and hide it in excuse and reason with it, because it'll take you to hell. So the story about Richard was, he said, I was doing something, Apostle Grant. I know that was not of God. When you called me, it shut it down right then. I ain't trying to put no nothing. Apostle, you don't like him, you don't like him. Go on to hell not liking him. Or me too. Amen. But the truth will keep you from hell. Amen. I don't care who try to help you stay in hell. Amen. He said. Apostle said he and Richard went out to eat when he got here. I had the baby because, you know, she don't act right. They throw us at the restaurant. So I didn't go. But he bought me a present. He didn't have to do that. Because the truth will come up past a lie. A lie travel fast, but the truth gonna hold its place. I don't care how the lot of messed up folks they laying out all in hell everywhere, but the truth gonna still hold. It gonna maintain, I am that I am. I don't care whether we grab it or not. The problem is we don't wanna humble ourselves, position ourselves. Oh, you hear me what I'm saying? I'm the pastor up here, but you better know if Apostle Grant said you don't do this, I better get to not doing it. I ain't hearing nobody. It's okay if I tell the truth. I keep on humbling myself because more I humble myself, God will come and be real as I need him to be with me. I ain't hearing nobody. I can be tired of my body to church tonight. Yes, sir. I'm up in here. That's humbling myself. That's being corrected for myself. Anywhere you go, it's going to be somebody to tell you something. And if you don't apply for it, too bad for you. But God is a rewarder. Setting up your crown. You don't have to worry about who head it'll fit. It's made for yours. If you got a big head, it fit it just right. You got a little cone head, it'll fit yours right. You have a cone in the side for you. Mm-hmm. But our adversary is Satan. If you don't believe it, look in the book of Job, first chapter. He going to and fro. He messing up everything that God done put together or developing you and I. He has healed many people in the house. He has provided many people. Now, that's all of us, but I want to go to things that you can get your mind shifted back on Jesus. Some places you had to go, you didn't want to go, but you ain't had no choice. Amen. I ain't hearing nobody. Amen. Don't nobody want to be a hood rat, but if he put you over there in the hood, you got to be a hood rat till he release you from over there. Amen. Hood rat can be anything. Can I get a witness? Amen. And so I began to sow. We read in here, Satan come like a roaring lion. That's his job. He come fast, quick, in a hurry when you ain't thinking he messing with you. When you all laid out and you praising God and speaking in tongue and finna write your next book. He come up in there and spank your tail. And then you got to start again. His job is he don't quit. Rowing, when something rowing, it keep on. Am I talking? when a storm, when you can see the storm, it just tap everything. That storm just moving fast. That's how Satan move, accurate, fast, quick in a hurry. He's there waiting to come in and devour your deposit. He can't hinder him from depositing you and I, but if you let him, he can take out your deposit. See, that's what we don't get down on, because he wants you to look at old Miss Maybelline. She thinks she all that. And you say, yes, she do. I ain't never could stand her. He said, that's right. And you start entertaining junk. And junk make you junky. I ain't hear nobody. So I begin to say, what is it? How you going to resist him? Well, he'll flee away from you. You're going to have to speak positive to yourself. You did not bring me this far to leave me in this situation. What are you going to do now? I'm going to do Jesus right here now. It's okay. Oh, I got some people that went to sleep. Can you give me a little music? Because the enemy don't want us to know that the whole body got to belong to the Lord. That he will fill thee with. That's what he need. We got to be balanced in the things of God. I know that God is greater. When everything acting up, all your household goods, and you don't want nobody to know it. When your children just won't do right. My mind just won't straighten up and get right. Because you're still looking at June Bob and you want him at any cost. And he wants you at no cost. May I bless him today. I'm going to have to say, I need this mind to come to the mind of Christ. How's it going to do it? I'm going to line myself up so I can praise him. My God, I'm going to call on the chief shepherd. And then when you say he's the shepherd, chief shepherd, and he is the bishop of my soul. And my soul is in need of him. Do we need him in our souls? Don't worry about your success. That ain't enough. I bless him today. I bless him. I give him glory. Hallelujah, my God. That he will train us. Some people ain't trainable, so you're going to miss it. He's going to position us. Some people ain't available positioning. Because they mind is a busybody spirit. Got to be busy over here and over there and messing with everything but Jesus. But I come this afternoon now to encourage whoever will to believe that morning wanna come just for you. Because you've been dealing with night so long till you don't come to be comfortable in your nights. And it can not supposed to be like that. When you say, I want him to be Lord and Savior in my life. You ain't going to deal with nothing but letting him bring you forward in the things of him. And how you going to get there? You're going to have to find a way for yourself. That you will teach me for myself. We look at whatever somebody else think they got, and then you come trying to mimic that. Mimicking ain't real. You just copied off somebody else. That many people trying to speak in tongues like Juanita Bynum. Them Juanita Bynum's tongue. And if you keep listening, you can go there. But that's what you want. I want to go to the place in him that he'll revive me over and over again. When my body and my mind and the whole thing just want to shut down and say, it is tired. And I come back and call his name and he revived me. I bless you today for revitalization up in the house today. And I stand first. Hallelujah, I need your presence. I need your power to empower me. that I can stand through all the things, the whys and the things that you have to endeavor on this side. Keep on having to go through. But my Savior has become to be sweet, I know. My, you don't have to get permission from nobody. You can enter in the holiest of holies and say, here I am again, in need of your great power and authority. I don't want to forget what you've already done. You gave me a chance from your grace to uproot this, what trying to grow now. But I give you praise for doing it, that you will get the glory. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I can't do it on my own, but I come to bless your name. Hallelujah. The force of the adversary is real. And it don't come cause you up in this pulpit. It come to any and every. But you got to define, it's not in your strength. It's not in your ability, but the power of the Most High God. He will empower you in a situation that is so demanding and so requiring. But I say, here I am again. I just want to call you. Have mercy, Lord. That's my favorite term. Have mercy on me. I'm in need of you again. I got some bad news and it's trying to fess up on the inner man in me. I heard somebody said about me, and they're trying to mess up with my drive and my motivation. But here I am again. Here I am in need of you again. You brought me too far until now that I should learn to lean on you. Oh, Jesus, oh, Savior, oh, healer, here I am, in need of you, but teach me how to lean on you. My God, just a one-on-one thing. This ain't no family trait, cause the family might not want it. When I'm lonely, when I've done all I can do, but you say there's room to do some more of me. Can I get somebody? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my only hope. Teach me how to start walking in hopeless in myself. But my hope turnover, is in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I bless your name. I bless your name. Lady.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.